Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Knoxville School Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, discussing the school board meeting that took place the evening of Monday, March 24th. Budget time has come to a close?
Well, adopted. At least the budget for the next fiscal year has been adopted. It really sets a map, if you will, for maximum expenditures for 2014-15. Of course, the actual budget starts on July 1st and carries through June 30th. The tax rate that was approved by the board is very similar, in fact, just slightly lower than last year at $14.94 per thousand, so that's good. You know, again, the budget is a maximum budget. When Mr. Mobley and I put together our itemized budget, of course, we will not include expenditures that reach that maximum, but a maximum budget always has to be set in case that there are unexpected expenditures or emergency situations that come up during a school year.
The board also approved the 2014-2015 calendar.
Yeah, there were no changes from what was reviewed at the previous board meeting. Classes are going to start August 18th. Classes are scheduled to dismiss June 1st, which is a Monday and isn't a perfect time to end the school year, but you never know what's going to happen with weather cancellations and so forth. And in most cases, we're unable to end classes the day that we're scheduled to. So calendar's pretty similar to calendars in the past. We've moved the fall parent-teacher conferences up about a month because we felt it was important for teachers and parents to get together and talk about how things are going earlier in the school year rather than waiting until after the end of the 9 weeks.
Sure.
Next year we'll have a full week spring break. As most people are aware, we alternate between a shorter break and a longer break, and next year is the year for the week-long spring break.
The needs assessment survey results are in.
Yeah, we had a pretty good response to the needs assessment. I think we had 165, 170 people respond to the survey. They were able to do it online. You know, we appreciate the assistance from KNIA to get the word out that that was available.
Sure.
I think that helped our participation rate. Some of the things that were received more mention than other items, when we talked about new classes that people wanted in the high school, there was a lot of mention about a second foreign language, a lot of mention about computer programming, a lot of items that were related to engineering and science and math. So when the board starts working with the new superintendent next summer and next fall, these are some of the things that we'll be looking at in the school district. There were also some items on the survey regarding what should we do if students in the elementary A grades, especially K-3, aren't performing up to grade level in reading. And it was very interesting that many of the respondents felt that those students, at least those who were in regular education programs and didn't have learning needs, they should either be asked to repeat that grade or they should be required to take summer school or after school assistance. So I think the community really identifies with the importance of students being able to read on grade level. There was also some discussion at the board meeting from a couple board members about their, I don't know if you want to call it surprise or curiosity. There was a question on the survey that the district should explore an alternative school year, an alternative calendar. And over half, slightly over half, of the respondents said, you know, that might be a good idea. And I think what a lot of people are thinking there is that the summer break is a long break. And a lot of our students lose ground over the summer because they don't have the opportunities to improve their reading or improve their math skills and so forth. So maybe a shorter break and maybe more breaks throughout the year would be something to look at. There are alternative calendars. Not very many of them in Iowa. And I think part of that is because a lot of school districts don't have air-conditioned buildings, and we don't.
Right.
That's something to look at, of course. So I just think there's a lot of good information that is available to the board through the survey, and I really appreciate the time that those who responded took to help provide that information for the school district.
Sure. Very good. Appreciate your time.
You bet.
Thank you. And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville School Superintendent Dr. Randy Flack, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.